Wonder what's on. No matter where you stare with your ears, there is only one monitor. Let your ears stare as long as they like. Every weekend, at the specialness that is Monitor. Yes, there's a specialness to Monitor. And part of it comes from the special effort we make to provide our friends with a balanced mixture of music, news, sports, comedy, interesting guests, and anything else that makes for enjoyable weekend listening. I'm Craig Stevens, and the first ingredient for this half-hour special flavor is the music of the San Remo Golden String. I'm satisfied. And if that's the reaction you want to elicit from the ladies on your holiday gift list, remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Now, Monitor Sports. Question? What looks like a tank with legs, yet is deceivingly fast despite its clumsy appearance? The answer is a moose. For news about the moose, here's Monitor reporter Ray Stiles. In Bozeman, Montana.
Big game hunting has opened up around America, and we're speaking with Tom Smith, information officer for the Montana Fish and Game Department in southwestern Montana. And Tom, let's talk for a moment or two on Monitor about moose in Montana. For instance, what's the size of a moose? How big does he get? And what's his shape and color?
The moose is a big animal, Ray. Well over 1,000 pounds, up to 1,500 pounds. A very dark-colored animal, almost black. And I might add that the bull moose is an antlered animal like the deer and elk. Their antlers are a little different. They're not a spike type or pointed type thing. They're almost like the palm of a hand with fingers sticking out, and very large.
Well, where are moose found, Tom? I mean, not only in Montana, we'll say, but where else other than Montana are moose found?
Today, most of the concentrations are in some of the northeastern states, and Montana, northern Idaho, and some of the states over here in the Pacific Northwest.
Is it possible, then, that moose are on the decrease, then, in Montana? And if so, why?
We think that the moose is today just about holding its own. It may be going downhill somewhat because of this factor of habitat, and many people think that the best way to protect an animal is to make sure that you don't kill one, that you don't hunt them, and this type of thing. But the most serious threat, of course, is the destruction of the home of the animal.
Sure. And what's a good way to correct that, do you think, Tom Smith? You got a suggestion? Do you have a suggestion?
Well, we're trying to correct it here in Montana by an educational program, trying to convince people that the moose is a unique animal and that this is one of the last strongholds of moose habitat and fairly big moose populations. And by convincing them that we should really take care of the moose, and the way to do it is by taking care of the place it lives, we think we might be able to get on top of the picture. But right now, it's kind of pessimistic.
Well, speaking of population, what is the population of moose in Montana? Is the hunting very successful? I mean, are the hunters successful in getting the moose? Is the ratio good?
First of all, we don't know how many moose there are. We haven't yet developed techniques to count any kind of a big game animal. It's a very difficult thing to do because of their habits and this type of thing. In Montana, we harvest over 400 moose a year. In other words, they're killed by hunters.
Can anyone go out and get a moose in Montana? Is there a limit?
We have well over 10,000 people that apply for moose hunting in Montana, residents and non-residents.
In a year?
In a year's time. Now, people make application. They submit $25 for this. That's the permit price. And then by electronic computer systems, there's a drawing for this 500 or so out of the 10,000 or however many that there are. And the chance of getting one is not really very great.
Well, actually then, Tom, the fun of hunting a moose is more in the chance or no chance of getting a permit.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. It is quite a sport. There are other special type animals that there are drawings for, too, and there's an extreme interest in August when these drawings are held. This competition is so keen. You know that your chances are not great. Many people go to the drawing itself and watch it.
Just to make sure there's nothing crooked there.
Well, part of the game, I think.
Sure.
To see if their name is going to be drawn. It takes a week or so before they're notified after the drawing.
500 out of 10,000. Goodness. We've been speaking with Tom Smith, information officer for the Montana Fish and Game Department for southwestern Montana. We've been talking about Montana moose hunting. Ray Stiles reporting for Monitor.
Thanks, Ray. Incidentally, that brings back wonderful memories to me, hunting, shooting. Last May, I had a fantastic experience. I was invited to go to India as a guest of the Maharaja Bundi on a tiger shoot, of all things. Well, Peter Gunn had never handled a rifle before, and that was quite an experience. It's a long, involved one. Just let me say that in January, it will be on the air, another network, and I hope you'll all be watching to enjoy a fantastic experience with me. For more features and news, not just about big game, but about big games and all kinds of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. On the non-sporting side, a sad song about Spanish eyes. Al Martino's latest.
Blue Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. In all of Mexico.
Musical favorites coming up shortly, so keep your ears focused on the monitor beacon.
Fortune Phone pays off weekdays on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Monitor with Craig Stevens. And to add a bit of musical flavor to the proceedings, here's The Loving Spoonful, which happens to be the name of the group we'll hear singing You Don't Have to Be So Nice. That's Spoonful, not Spoonsful or Spoonfuls, and there's no explanation given, but don't let that interfere with your enjoyment of the music. Nothing wrong in being nice, even if you don't have to be. So remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. You can also make a note of this. tomorrow afternoon on Monitor, when your host will be Joe Garagiola. Among his guests will be an Egyptian actor, Omar Sharif, who plays a Russian in a new movie. Also on the guest list, two Army nurses recently returned from Vietnam. In your travels with Monitor tomorrow, you'll visit the rare bird division of a zoo in Kansas City. Check with our spaceflight scientists on the upcoming GT-7 and GT-6 launches. All this and more, including the whole regular Monitor family. Al Capp, Nichols and May, Chet Huntley, Jonathan Winters, Mel Allen, late news, sports, and lots of music. Wrap up your holiday weekend in style by staying tuned to Monitor. Right now, Connie Francis. Monitor reporter Hank Kurth found an American movie being filmed a short distance outside Manila in the Philippines, a movie about a group of Marines. So when he stopped to talk with one of the actors, Pete Matheson, what topic do you think they covered? Wrong. Listen closely for the correct answer.
Pete, you made quite a name for yourself several years ago when you got the Sports Illustrated Award for your sailing activity.
Oh, yeah, well, that was, I was very proud of that award, as a matter of fact. I was given the opportunity by the Salonica Corinthian Yacht Club in Long Island to represent the United States in, to defend the Salonica Cup for the United States in the Canada Challenge that year, and I was given the job of beating Canada in a match race, and we handled them pretty well, and Sports Illustrated saw fit to give me the award.
Well, that's wonderful. I understand last September you sailed with the Crown Prince of Norway.
Yes, I did. Crown Prince Harald of Norway came over. He's quite a yachtsman. His father was quite a yachtsman. He's King Olaf now of Norway. And his son is about 28, 29 years old, young man. And he's been consistently getting better and better as an international sailor. And this year he came over to the United States and entered the United States Championship and asked me to sail with him. And when you're asked by royalty to join their crew, you don't say no.
I can see what you mean.
And we were very lucky. We won the United States Championship, and I don't know what we'd do with the Crown Prince of Norway owning our United States Championship, but
get it back again.
I guess we'll have to go to Norway to take it back from it.
You've been in the Scandinavian country several times, haven't you, during your sailing trip?
Yes, I have. I've been actually four different times. I've been sailed in Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And they have the Scandinavian Gold Cup over there, and we've gone over there to try to get it several times. Been successful two or three times. But we've also done some losing over there. They're pretty tough sailors over there in that part of the world.
Well, incidentally, you've got some plans for the 1968 Olympics, too, don't you?
Well, yes. Bob Mosbacher and myself have decided, we've made a pact together, that we're going to try to win ourselves a gold medal in 1968. We won the United States Championship for all classes, a thing called the Mallory Cup in 1958 together, and we haven't been able to get together since. So we've decided now that we're going to make a concerted effort to win the Olympics in 1968 in the Dragon class. We've got a boat, and we've started to work. We've got a lot of competition. We just hope we can work our way through it.
Well, you're quite a guy, Pete Masterson, because here we are sitting in the jungle in Las Banas, which is about an hour's automobile ride from Manila, and you're playing the part of a tough Marine in a new movie called Ambush Bay. And on the other hand, we're discussing sailing all around the world and all the fun you're having making a name for yourself as a sailor. But I somehow have a sneaking suspicion that your great ambition, I think, is to make a name for yourself as an actor.
I think you're right, Hank.
This is Hank Kerr at Las Banas in the Philippines, reporting for Monitor.
Just before I go, a reminder that Monitor is heard coast to coast on NBC in southern Arizona over KTAN, Tucson. This is Craig Stevens here, looking forward to getting together with you again real soon.
This is Herbert Kaplow. The next space flight, Gemini 7, now scheduled Saturday, December 4th. Hear it all on NBC Radio and Television. They're off! Horse racing has been popular in Queens and Long Island for 300 years, ever since the colony's first English governor sponsored a cup race. Hi, this is Wynn Elliott, not far from Belmont Park, where some of the most exciting races in history were run. I'm at Jamaica Avenue and 218th Street at the Queens Village branch of First National City Bank. An odds-on favorite with folks for savings accounts. The bank with more branches than any other bank in the New York area. First National City, the only bank your family ever needs. Member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Join the Yules weekday mornings on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.